welcome to a Wednesday morning where we are live on location at the Crop Production Show today. It's day two of this great three-day show, Prairieland Park, Saskatoon, and we invite you to come on down. If you are down at the show, we're easy to find right between Borgo on one side and basically John Deere's kind of at the end of the row. So when you come in Hall D, just walk straight down and you will find us there on the left-hand side. Already this morning, a number of people have stopped by to say hi, and we appreciate that. So great to be on site here. We're going to hear more about the show in just a little in bit here, but we've got lots going on other than the fact that it's a beautiful day in the province. And it is going to be another nice day. Lots going on to talk about. Of course, Mark Carney's meeting with China. Let's hope it goes better than the meeting he had with the Coastal First Nations yesterday. Nothing is saying that it didn't go well. However, it doesn't look like anything has changed. We'll talk a little bit about that. Not closer to the Coastal First Nations giving the nod to a pipeline. China actually has their media spin on the meeting with China's president and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. We'll talk about that. Open lines coming up just after 9 o'clock. Well, New Year's brings lots of resolutions, and we've talked about how often gyms are packed in January because everybody's saying, okay, I'm going to get myself in shape. That is also the case when it comes to financial planning and financial strategies. A lot of people say, okay, this is the year. Get some debt paid off. Start doing a better job of planning for the future. We have got an expert, a good friend of our show, Darren Ulmer, popping by today to discuss what you should consider when you're hiring a financial advisor. We've got an expert on the show weighing in on what's going on with Greenland and what the true motivation before the U.S. is on that. A couple of guests from realagriculture.com who are here at the Crop Show, of course, Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener, and a whole lot more. Let's get going with today's Big Talker.
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Welcome. Let's begin.
The Evan Bray Show, The Big Talker.
As I mentioned, the Western Canadian Crop Production Show is underway here in Saskatoon at Prairieland, bringing together literally thousands of farmers and ag experts and industry leaders and technology leaders. Mark, you name it, it's the future of farming, and it's here in this great location. Every time I'm down in Prairieland, I'm reminded what a great facility and location this is to host an indoor show like this. So despite the fact the weather's cooperating out there, this is a great place to walk around, and you'll need the better part of a day too, and we invite you to come on down. I'm happy to connect. It seems like just yesterday, Leanne Hurlbert, who is the manager of agriculture, and I had this talk, and Leanne is joining me back at the booth today. Leanne, thanks for being back here. I can only imagine how quickly these shows come and go for you.
I know. It seems like I've been doing this show for 18 years I've been here, and it seems like every year it's like they come faster and faster.
Yeah.
I think.
So let's talk a little bit about the show. My understanding is sold out again in terms of exhibitors.
Absolutely. Yes, we are sold out. We're very excited about that. We're very happy that it is a very specific show. So everybody that's here is specific to crop production, and we do have a wait list.
Yeah, that which, I mean, is a good thing, but, I mean, it's always like you want to get as many people in as you can. For people that have never been to the show or don't know much about it, give us a sense. How would you categorize the Crop Production Show?
Well, it's basically everything you need to be able to put in your crop, harvest your crop, your buildings, everything you need for farming is here.
Mm-hmm. What, in terms of... every year of the show maybe has a different feel, a different theme. Is there anything that stands out for you this year?
Well, you know, the technology, of course, is always ever-changing. You know, drones are a big thing now. It's a huge thing, so we're seeing a lot more of that. Again, the equipment's getting bigger and bigger.
No kidding. Like, just let's pause for a second and recognize we're dwarfed by some of these pieces of equipment and machinery that's in here. I can't imagine the Jenga game that it is trying to get everything in here.
Well, it's really amazing. The exhibitors kind of tell me how much space they want, and we kind of try to work with that. And then they come in with their well-designed maps because they're to get the pieces in. I have a volunteer that comes in to help put all the equipment in place, like to pull it in, and he just loves it. He figures this is the greatest day. He loves it.
I'm going to be here all day today for the show, to tomorrow for the show. Are there some must-sees, some things that you like to point people to that they should check out? I know there's lots to choose from.
Wow, that's a loaded question. Every building has some new exhibitors. We have Highline is back for the first time, and they really have a new rock picker out, which is very, very interesting. And we have some new exhibitors in Hall D. So there's lots of new things. The layout is totally different, so you're going to have to go down every aisle to see the people you normally see and the new ones. Also, we have some new exhibitors in each of the halls. So you really want to go to every booth to see, you know, who's there.
So we're in Hall D right now, and I'm seeing large farm equipment all around me. Do each of the halls have a bit of a different theme, or how is that broken down?
Yeah, so like our Hall B is kind of our grain marketing, seed companies, that kind of thing. The Ministry of Agriculture is there.
Okay.
And then in Hall A, it's lots of the chemical, you know, companies, that kind of thing.
Right. What do you get for numbers down here in 3 days? Do you try and measure how many people come through the gates?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. So our average is, you know, in that 16,000 to 18,000.
That's impressive. And I'm seeing a lot of people walking around with coffee cups this morning. I'm assuming there's food and beverage on site as per normal.
Absolutely. They're farmers, so we have to make sure we feed them.
Well, hey, that's not just farmers. I mean, us radio guys like to have a cup of coffee every once in a while.
Absolutely.
As well.
We have concessions in every building because we know farmers like to have lunch at noon. Mm-hmm. So we have lots of spaces and different types of food available.
Right. We're chatting today with Leanne Hurlburt, the manager of agriculture at Prairieland Park. So being the manager of agriculture, you have lots of shows that you manage throughout the year. Talk about the importance of this show and maybe even the importance of the timing of it here. It's kind of it feels like the way to kick off the year to me.
It is. You know, it's a perfect time. Farmers are not in the field. You know, it's cold. Most of them, some of them are hauling grain, but most of them are looking to have some social activities, so it's a great networking time.
Right.
Lots of decisions are getting made as to what they're going to seed. And a lot of it, as I said, is networking. Like, what are you growing this year? You know, different ideas, different tips and tricks that they pick up from other people they meet along the way.
I grabbed one of the crop production show booklets here when I came through the door, so these are available here as well. Mm-hmm. The website also, I think, is great. You know, even before you come down, if you want to check that out, it's got everything from maps to exhibitor lists, you name it.
Yeah, we do have a really nice interactive map, so if you're looking for someone, you just have to type in the name of the company and it'll show you exactly where they are. So if you're going somewhere specific, it's a very good tool.
Good stuff.
Yeah. We also have our information theater.
Okay, and where's that located?
That's located in Hall B, the northwest corner, and we have some great sessions today. At 2:30, we're having a panel session on kochia.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, so that is, we kind of deemed, our committee sits around and talks about, like, what's the hot topic of this year, and of course, kochia was on everybody's mind.
Sure it is.
So we were very excited to have a panel to talk about their experiences and their research, and then we will have a lot of Q&A time.
It's an impressive show, as always. Leanne, I know you're one of many that helps put this together, but congratulations. We've made it here. I know your job's far from done, but we've made it at least this far. Doors are open, and I appreciate you stopping by the booth.
Great. Thanks, Evan.
Leanne Hurlburt is the manager of agriculture at Prairieland. This is the place to be if you want to check out the crop production show. We're doing the show live down here throughout the day today, so encourage you to pop by the booth if you have the opportunity. And we've got a couple more guests, realagriculture.com. We often will check in with Sean Haney. We've got a couple of other co-workers of his that are down here at the show this week. They'll be checking in with us a little bit later. But we got lots of other things. There's lots going on in the world right now, so we have lots to cover. We'll take our first break, and we will be back momentarily here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.